Blog Talk Radio.
My Block Radio. You're listening to The Sound.
Rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, beseech thee, O Lord, right now, prosperity, hallelujah. I'm so excited. I am watching listeners on today. Why? Because it's Faith Favor Finance Friday. Hallelujah. Let me say that again for a lot of you all that cannot really hear me. Faith Favor Finance Friday. Hallelujah. That means you can have whatever you like. That means whatever you want, whatever you desire, whatever you ask God for on today, ask Him to increase your faith, increase your favor, increase your finances because you're walking in a wealthy place. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God on today. I'm so excited. Even when every time I listen to that song, Holy Spirit, rain like Seattle. For a lot of y'all that's listening on today, Seattle rains a lot. So it rains like numerous, and it's a constant flow. It kind of reminds me every time I listen to that song when Jesus said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters because, you know, flowing is a constant, constant, constant. And it kind of like reminds me when I hear that song that the Lord is raining in our lives constant. Holy Spirit, rain like Seattle. I mean, Lord, send us your latter rain. Send us your rain, God. Rain on us, God. We need your glory, God. We need you to shower down your Holy Spirit upon us. That means an all day, every day, asking God, Holy Spirit, rain like Seattle. Overtake my heart like the flood drops. California, rain, rain on us, Lord. Have your way in our life, Lord, and do something new and divine in our lives. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I thank God it's Friday. Actually, as a matter of fact, I TGIF. Thank God I'm free. Hallelujah. How many free folks out there on today? How many is really walking to TGIF? You know, you thank God it's Friday, but yeah, thank God that I'm free. Hallelujah. Thank God, ha, fresh off the press. Thank God that I'm walking by, led by GPS, God's prosperity system. Thanking God that I'm walking in the FOG, the fog, favor of God. Thanking God if you're a woman, a BWOW, beautiful woman of wealth, a beautiful woman's attained wealth. Thanking God for you being blessed and highly favored. Thanking God for the miraculous and the miracles, signs, and wonders that's taking place in your life. Hallelujah. If you know that's you, hallelujah, you just say, Lord, I'm blessed by the best. Hallelujah. I'm just super just amped up on today. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me and setting me free. I'm telling you, we need to push a little bit deeper in this season of our lives. We need to go a little bit deeper in our life. Pray until something happens. If you want God to do something in your life and you say, it ain't happened yet, it ain't happened, maybe you need to push a little harder. Maybe you need to pray until you see something happen. Maybe you need to go a little deeper. Sometimes you may not even need to open up your mouth, but you need to let the Spirit make intercede for you with mourning and groaning and words cannot be uttered, but allow God, hallelujah, allow God to do it for your life. Hallelujah. I won't be before you long. I just want to encourage you on today. I want to motivate you on today. I want to inspire you on today to walk in your wealthy and your great place. Hallelujah. I'll be coming out of you today out of the book of Judges, Judges chapter 11. And I really won't be before you long. I think I'm going to read just a couple of verses. And then we're going to go down a little farther. Yeah. I'm going to read you Judges 11, verse 1 through 3, and then I want to see what else part I want to go back. Yeah, we're just going to go on. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to read you Judges 11, verse 1 through 10. And the word of the Lord says, I don't know if a lot of you know this story. A lot of people don't know about this story, but I love this story. I actually love the whole book of Judges. It's really, you can really find some life-changing experiences for your own stuff in the book of Judges. And this is what God gave me on today. Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty warrior. Remember that word right there, mighty warrior. His father was Gilead. His mother was a prostitute. Gilead's wife also bore him sons. And when they were grown up, they drove Jephthah away. You are not going to get any inheritance in our family, they said, because you are the son of another woman. So Jephthah fled from his brothers and settled in the land of Tob. where a gang of scoundrels gathered around him and followed him. Sometime later, when the Ammonites were fighting against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to get Jabin from the land of Tob. "Come," they said, "be our commander so we can fight the Ammonites." Jabin said to them, "Did you hate me and drive me from my father's house? Why did you come to me now when you're in trouble?" Ha, I know somebody can relate to that. The elders of Gilead said to him, "Nevertheless, we are turning to you now. Come with us to fight the Ammonites, and you will be head over all of us who is in Gilead." Jephthah answered, "Suppose you take me back to fight the Ammonites, and the Lord gives them to me. Will I really be your head?" The elders of Gilead replied, "The Lord is our witness. We will certainly do as you say." So Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and commander over them. And he repeated all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. May God have a blessing to the reading and hearers of the words for the edification of our souls. Now, I want to just want to read the first verse and just a couple of words in there. Mighty warrior. And then I want to go down to the part right here in verse 8 when he said, "Nevertheless, we are turning to you now." Hallelujah. Now, we just heard about this story about Jephthah. Jephthah was a mighty warrior. He was an awesome, powerful man of God. But to his family, it seemed like he was nothing. Huh? It seems like he was nothing. So since his mother was a prostitute and he had kids by other women, they felt that he never, who am I talking to? They felt he never mounted up to anything. So they ran him away and said, "You don't matter. You'll never be nothing. You'll never make it to nothing. You the black sheep of the family. Our mama ain't a prostitute." So he ran away. Well, I'm here to let you know on today. Today's topic is called, "I Am a Masterpiece." Hallelujah. I want you to touch yourself on today and say, "I am a masterpiece." Hallelujah. Yes, I want you to get that down in your spirit on today. When the devil tell you you can't make it, when the devil tell you ain't going to be nobody, when the devil tell you your promises will not come to pass, when the devil tell you your purpose will not manifest, when the devil tell you all the promises that God has spoken of your life will never, ever become, I want you to touch yourself and say, "I am a masterpiece." Hallelujah. I know somebody should feel that. Whenever all of you look at yourself and you say, I can make it, and the devil said, "No, you can't." When you know you done heard God and you done heard what he said, and the devil throw all the things of your past, all the things of yesterday in your life, but I'm here to tell you once today, I am a masterpiece, huh? Yes, you is, huh? You is a masterpiece, huh? You is God gifted, huh? You were created in his image, huh? You were predestined for the foundations of the world, to walk, and only win it. Hallelujah. Failing is not an option, huh? Defeat is past tense, but I'm here to let you know once today that I am a masterpiece. Hallelujah. Woo. Hey, God, I want to let you know on today that you are a masterpiece. See, it says right here in verse 1 that Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty warrior. See, sometimes your family know you're a warrior. Sometimes your family know you're a masterpiece. Sometimes your friends already know you're a leader. I'm going to say it in here. It don't really matter. Sometimes the church people know you are a leader, and they know that you're destined for greatness. But sometimes the devil sends people your way to push you away, run you away, and pull you away. But I'm here to stop by on today that every mouth that puts their mouth on you, everybody said that you'll never be nothing. Everybody said you'll never amount to nothing. They'll be just like Jabin brothers coming to you and say, "Would you pray for me? Can you help me? Would you come back and do this for me? Because I know you are a masterpiece." Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm here to let you know, I don't care what nay, day, they, or hey says about you. You are a masterpiece. You are a mighty warrior. You see it say mighty warrior? You're not just a warrior, but you are a mighty warrior. It don't matter what your mama done. Jephthah mama was a prostitute. Oh, I know how to relate to that. Jephthah daddy was a, he had many wives. Oh, I relate to that. But it don't matter what they was. It don't matter what your grandma was. It don't matter. greatness. Hallelujah. Oh, God. That's all that matters for your life. It's what God says for your life. It don't matter because you have been chosen for the oil. You is still number one. Huh? Don't you know? When you came out of your mother's womb and you were called a boy or girl, don't you know that very moment, and that very second, that very minute, that very hour, God stamped you for whatever you're going to be in your life. If you are an apostle, God stamped you as that. If you are a prophet, God stamped you as that. If you are a prophetess, God stamped you as that. If you are an evangelist, God stamped you as that. If you are a pastor, God stamped you as that. If you are a teacher, God stamped you as that. If you are a warrior, God stamped you as that. If you are an intercessor, God stamped you as that. If you are a worshiper, God stamped you as that. If you are the one that laid hands on the sick, God stamped you as that. If you are a giver, God stamped you as that. If you are a praiser, God stamped you as that. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1, verse 4 through 5, I knew thee when thou formed in thy mother's womb, and I called you a prophet to the nations. You see, he called you. Hey, yada da 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 Shia. He called you a prophet to the nations, meaning that he already knew what you were, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, all the obstacles that come in your life. I'm telling you, whenever the devil thinks he missed something from bad, God is going to turn it around for your good. Who am I talking to on today? I want to let you know that you are walking in success. You are walking in greatness. You are walking in excellence. You are walking in increase. You are walking in overflow. You are walking in kingdom power. You are walking in authority. You are walking in dominion. You are walking in all that God says that is for your life on today. Hallelujah. On today. Hallelujah. On today. Hallelujah. I don't care what 10 minutes ago the devil told you. It's about what God is saying about you right now at this second and minute. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, glory to God. It's about what he says about you right now. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I'm telling you, I can relate to this story about Jeff and her. I had a daughter at 15 years old. Yeah, I'm going to tell my testimony. Hallelujah. I had a daughter at 15 years old. I got pregnant at 14 years old. Now, back in the 90s, you know, it's kind of like an average thing, but in my family's kind of like a little snooty middle-class family, you know. My granddaddy and his brother came down here and founded a lot of things in the city, so all the names of their last name, which is Joseph, is all the lineage of my grandfather and my uncle. So they came down here, you know, men with money, you know, things like that. So to have a baby and not be married, considering my family's kind of like a disgrace. So I got pregnant at 14 and had her at 15. So my father was a pimp and the biggest drug dealer around here. I'd rather not say about my mom. She gets mad when I say those things, so I'm not. But trust me, I can relate to that story. That's all I'm going to say. So as my mother and father did not raise me, people was going to my center, I'm going to be like my father, I'm going to be like my mother, I'm going to be like this, I'm going to be like that, I'm never going to be nothing, never going to amount to nothing, I'm never going to raise up, I'm just basically going to be a nothing and nobody, a half and a black sheep. But I'm here to tell you on today, don't you hear my voice, huh? Don't you hear the word of God coming through my mouth, huh? Don't you hear me, huh? Don't you hear the things that I'm saying to you right now, huh? Everybody that said that I would never amount to nothing, everybody that said I ain't gonna never be nothing, right now today can hear the word of God comes out my mouth. It don't matter what they said about you. It don't matter what they label you. All that matters is what the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, says about your life. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that's all that matters in this season of your life. That's all that matters in this time of your life. That's all that matters. It really don't matter because God loves you. He cares so much about you. I'm telling you, when you are there and you think you have nobody, God wraps his arms around you. God is here to touch you. I'm telling you, 8 years ago I was told that I was not only going to live but 90 days, and I was not going to make it with cancer. I was 26 years old, but God saved me, healed me, delivered me, and set me free from that. I've been healed four times from cancer. Don't you know God is who he say he is? God can be whatever you want him to be. God can be whatever you desire him to be. I'm here to let you know on today, as I leave this place and you hear my voice, I want to know that you are a masterpiece and you are a mighty warrior. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I want to let you know, men and women, kings and queens with riches, sitting in heavenly places. You sit in heavenly places. You are a king's kid, and you are paying wealth. You have been chosen for the oil to walk in the overflow. The oil will not reject you. He that is last will be first, and he that's first will be last. I'm here to tell you, Psalms 30, verse 4 and 5 says, favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm here to let you know your weeping days are over. But on this time and right now, this day, joy comes in your life. It don't necessarily have to be early in the morning. Your joy can be whenever the morning comes to you. The morning can come at 3 in the morning. The morning can come at 11 at night. The morning can come at 5 in the afternoon. But I'm here to let you know on today that joy comes in the morning in your life. Overflow is in your life. Wealth is in your life. Healing is in your life. Deliverance is in your life. Breakthrough is in your life. Increase is in your life. Greatness is in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are blessed by the best, and you are royalty. You are everything that God has destined you to be. I'm telling you, you are a masterpiece, and when God created you, he only created one of you. Yes, he created one of you. I mean, the karmic copies can kind of clone. You know, it's okay, everybody, to have some clones, you know, to try to be you. So, you know, you're doing something good. You know, a lot of people get mad when people dress like them, talk like them, act like them. I don't. I just say, hey, it must mean I'm doing something good for somebody want to be like me. I get excited, and I take it up a notch so I can do something else great again, because we all want to have some type of, you know, trait, you know, something that we're doing for God, something that represents God. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 16:3, commit your work to the Lord, and all your plans will succeed and prosper and be established. So if you're doing anything that's because you're committing to the Lord, yes, somebody's going to say what you say. Yes, somebody's going to dress like you. Yes, somebody's going to act like you. Keep it going. Keep it moving. Kingdom business represents kingdom success, represents kingdom living. So, yes, keep on saying whatever God gives you. Be about your Father's business. Walk in the kingdom authority so you can have everybody in this world knowing that God is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. I'm here to let you know on today that you are something great. You are walking in heavenly places. People say the sky is the limit. I don't think so. I say heaven is the limit because it's above the sky. Heaven is over the sky. Don't take the limits off God. Take the top off God. Let God just do a supernatural overflow. Let God come and touch you. Let God just have his way in your life. Trust in God to do everything you want him to do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways so he will direct your path. Know that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Know that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Know that now unto him God is able to do the seemingly and abundantly above all you can ask to think according to the power that's working in us. It's already in you. The wealth is already in you. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, it is God who gives you the ability to obtain wealth. Proverbs 8 says, good advice and success belongs to you. Insight and strength are yours. It already belongs to you. So while you're looking around asking how can you get this done, you need to trust in God to bring forth that gift. I speak to everybody right now who's listening to the sound of my voice. I speak that every door that needs to be opened will be open. Every idea, every vision, every gift, every dream will manifest itself in 2012 in the name of Jesus. I ask God to stir up your gifts. I ask God to touch your belly right now so it can flow rivers of living waters, a constant move, a constant in. No more will your dreams be assassinated, but on today it will raise up. I speak to every dry bone on today to live in the name of Jesus. I ask the four winds, east, west, north, and south, the east went to bring overflow. The west went to bring prosperity. The south went to bring healing. And the north went to bring deep down divine favor over your life that God can manifest in your life and that it will blow in your life and you will raise up and walk with your head up as a mighty warrior, knowing that you are a masterpiece. Hallelujah. Oh, God. God is going to do some great things in your life. I just thank God for this opportunity and privilege to come before you people on today. He is an awesome God. He is an on-time God. He is a right-now God. Ha, ha. He is a way-maker God. He is everything that we need in life and so much more. And on today, if you need God to do something great in your life, and you need God to touch your life right now, know that you are a masterpiece. Know that it don't matter what anybody says about you. It don't matter what they think about you. All that matters is how God loves you. He loves you without a shadow of a doubt. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He cares about you so much. And know that in this season of your life, it is all about kingdom business. I am your host, Associate Pastor Tishana Wiley. You have tuned into I Am Royalty's show, and I'm going to leave you with Shekinah glory, because my heart and soul says yes. Be blessed. Agape!
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?